Well, good evening. We'll call a meeting to order at this point. I'm John Poole, the Vice Chairman of the PDEC Committee, and we'll have everybody on the committee announce who they are at this point. Sorry for that.
Hi, I'm Eric, I'm a new member of the Scotia Central High School.
Hi, I'm Mike Earl, I'm a new member of the Scotia.
I'm Mike Spilitsky, County Supervisor, District 19.
John Poole, County Supervisor, District 20.
Andy Buehler, Scotia County Planning and Development.
Jill Gilmore, District 18.
April Webb, Administrative Assistant for the Planning Department.
Okay, so for tonight, what we'll be doing is we'll ask the petitioner to come forward, state their name and address to the record, and tell the committee why they're there. Then the committee will ask if there's any questions. Then we ask the public twice if there's anyone for the petition. And we also ask the public twice if there's anyone against the petition. And then we ask Andy to read the time request to commit to the petition. Then we consider a motion, and then we have our voting with our youth and governments first, and then the committee. So I'll ask Andy to take over at this point.
All right, thank you. So for tonight's meeting, we have the first item, which is actually the review and possible approval of a resolution request to approve the appointment of Lieutenant Gil Benn to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council. And so everyone was provided with the application. This is his second term, so it's a renewal.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, youth and governments, your vote.
Aye.
And committee?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item number 8 is Joseph A. and Laura J. Wolkover, owner, Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Brighton. Public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan. Joseph A. and Laura J. Wolkover, 22105 31st Street, Bristol, Wisconsin, 5104. 9102, owner, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, which is map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection to general agricultural and open land on tax parcel numbers 304-220-251-0200 in the town of Brighton. And we'll show on the screen this property. And while I'm doing that, I'm also going to announce the fact that the agenda tonight was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was posted on April 28th and May 3rd. The two items tonight, this one and another item that are a comprehensive plan amendment, did meet their 30-day posting requirement as a Class 1 notice. On this property, you can see on the screen that the property is highlighted in purple, and the request for us is a change in the comprehensive plan from farmland protection to general agricultural and open land. There's a follow-up request for a rezone, and if the petitioner can come forward and state exactly why you're bringing this before the committee. And the other thing too I'll show is here is the survey of the property that shows the land as proposed to be subdivided into approximately a 10-acre and a 24-acre. So you can state your name for the record and address and state what your petition is here for. And just press the button, the green button here. Press that red button again.
Good.
Can you press that red button again on that? And then press this green button.
Green.
Okay, now you're good.
Okay. It's Joseph A. Wolkover, and this is at 2105 31st Street in Brighton, Bristol, Wisconsin, in the town of Chippewa. What's the next question?
Is this state exactly what, why you're filing this petition for the committee?
The divorce zone. 10 acres on parcel 2, go to the ex-wife and divorce zone. That's it. That all Brighton Township's criteria as far as acreage, as you see on the survey for frontage. So that's it.
Okay. anyone have any questions on the committee? Is there anyone in the public that is for the petition? Please come forward. If there's anyone who is for the petition, please come forward. Okay, at this point, we'll ask if there's anyone against the petition, if they would come forward. Is there anyone else who would come forward against this? Thank you. So how about the town request?
We do have a recommendation from the town of Brighton. This went before their town board, and a motion was made to approve, and the motion carried. And with this being a comp plan amendment, if it's approved or denied, it does require a roll call vote.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment as submitted.
I'll second.
Use of governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And the roll call vote, you have to call each individual.
Supervisor Stiletsky?
Aye.
Supervisor Gilmore?
Aye.
And Supervisor Poole votes yes. Motion carries.
All right, thank you. You can stay here for the next item. So item number 9 is Joseph A. and Laura J. Wolkover, 22105 31st Street, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. 9102 owner requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 304-220-251-0200 in the town of Brighton. This particular map, now that the comprehensive plan has been changed, would now allow for this rezone to come before the committee, and the request is to change the property from A1, which is a 35-acre minimum, to A2, which is a 10-acre minimum. And again, the proposal is to create a 10-acre parcel and approximately a 24-acre parcel. Did you need any further explanation on this from the petitioner?
Is there anyone in the public that is for the petition? Is there anyone who is for the petition? Seeing none, is there anyone against the petition? Is there anyone against the petition? Continue then.
We did receive recommendation from the town of Brighton. Their town board met on this item. A motion was made to approve, and that motion carried.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve. Use of governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion approved.
All right, thank you very much. Item 10, 11, and 12 are all with Kenosha Beef. The first item, 10, is a public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, Kenosha Beef International Limited, P.O. Box 639, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 531410639, owner, Mark D. Everly, 1458 Horizon Boulevard, Suite 200, Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, 54406, agent, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, which is map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection and secondary environmental corridor to farmland protection, industrial, and secondary environmental corridor on tax parcel number 454-221-232-0301 in the town of Paris. So for this first item, this is a comprehensive plan amendment. You can see on the screen the parcel highlighted in purple is the property that the request is before you, and there's a portion of it of which is being requested to be the comprehensive plan changed from farmland protection to industrial. That's on the north of the gray area, which already is industrial. And then there's a portion to the east, which is an environmental corridor. So if the petitioner could state your name and address and why you're here before the committee.
My name is Dennis McNary.
I think you have to hit the red button, too.
There you go. Now you're good.
My name is Dennis McNary, 2900 136th Avenue, Kenosha. And the reason why we're here is we have experienced growth in our transportation company, and we would like to get to a more efficient office design. And what we're proposing to do is to add one truck repair service bay and an office addition to our existing Bertrand Transport building, which is on the northernmost portion of our property. We're looking to add to the western side of the building. And in doing so, we will improve the opportunity from a roadside view to look better on the building. We're going to put wainscot around the bottom with some trim on there, and then we're going to do some landscaping in front of it so it looks a little less industrial than what it looks today. And in order to be able to do that, the county has a number of years ago indicated to us that before we're allowed to do any more expansions on the property, we have to address stormwater retention and detention. So that is the second part of what we're doing. And we are working, and we've been planning for about 2.5 years now as to how to get it approved with the state retention detention system, which will create two retention detention ponds in order to be able to capture as much of the water off the site as we can now and in the future. And in order to do that, we have to go out into what's agricultural land now, and we have sectioned off approximately 15 acres in order to be able to put in the retention detention pond, one of them in the north, in an existing or an adjacent truck parking lot. And then the rest of the land will remain agricultural, and that would be where a future expansion would take place if we were to do so some other day.
And just so you know, so we put on the screen here the drawing.
Does the committee have any questions?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the issues that had come up in our discussion was there was concerns about exactly what you brought up, and that was, well, stormwater runoff, if you would. Are you guys sizing the detention ponds for all the future expansion that may or may not take place, or just the current expansion?
We are sizing it for what we have today, and then if we were to ever build out the total of the additional 15 acres that we're rezoning, we would have enough capacity and a little bit more, actually, to do that.
In the one that's being built now?
Yeah, we're actually building two, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And Andy wasn't sure, so I wanted to ask, the intent is, of course, you have the ponds, and then it slowly bleeds off kind of into the wetlands area that are going to be maintained or retained, correct?
Well, what?
So, at a slow rate.
There's an agricultural drainage ditch,
okay,
and that's where the two discharges from each one of the ponds will go, okay, is into the agricultural drainage ditch, but it will be a slow process, as you said.
At a controlled rate.
At a controlled rate.
The last thing you want to do is if you've got no problems with expansion, but then creating problems with neighbors downstream could become an issue. Thank you.
Any other questions?
If I could just add something real quick to that. Mark Mullen, Earl Partners, a design architect, 652nd Street, Kenosha. It is a dual basin pond as well. So not only will it control the rate of discharge, it also controls the sediment. So it's a water quality and water management system or pond, both ponds that we're putting in place. So the discharge will be slower, which will obviously address your question. But more importantly, the quality of the water that's being discharged is improved as well.
And the thing then that we had our work session yesterday is looking at the design for the committee is that the outflow pipe does go directly to the center tributary, and then the emergency outflow exits south to the wetland, which would then go to the creek.
Any other questions from the committee? Is there anyone in the public that is for this and wants to come forward? Is there anyone against for the petition? Okay, is there anyone against the petition? Is there anyone against the petition? Would you have Andy read the town request for the petition?
So the Town of Paris Town Board met on this item on April 26, 2016. A motion was made to approve, and the motion carried. So this, again, is a comprehensive plan amendment and would require a roll call vote.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment as submitted.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Using governance.
Aye.
Aye.
Committee. Aye.
Skolinski's yes.
Poole, yes.
Kilmore, yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you. Item number 11 is the associated rezone, Kenosha Beef International Limited, P.O. Box 639, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 531410639. Owner, Mark D. Everly, 1458 Horizon Boulevard, Suite 200, Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, 53406. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, M2 Heavy Manufacturing District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, M2 Heavy Manufacturing District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 454-221-232-0301 in the Town of Paris. Again, looking at the screen for this item, now this is the rezone request based upon the previous approval. The comprehensive plan change, this request would now be in concert with that, which is being requested to be rezoned from A1 to M2, and then there's a small portion of M2 to the east, which is being requested to be rezoned to A1. And I think that was something that was kind of a oversight for some reason. The M2 went to the other side of the creek, but that is not an area that has or intends to be used by Kenosha Beef.
Okay. Is there anything else you wish to say on that?
Pretty well covered.
Okay. So is there anyone in the public here that is for the petition? Is there anyone here that is for the petition? Is there anyone who is against it? Is there anyone who is against the petition? And you would read the town request.
Again, the town board of Paris met on this item on April 26th, and a motion was made to approve, and that motion carried.
Make a motion to approve the rezoning as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for this. Using governance?
Aye.
Aye.
So, committee?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item number 12 is a conditional use permit. Kenosha Beef International Limited, P.O. Box 639, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 531410639. Owner, Mark Molinaro, Jr., 652nd Street, Suite 220, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140. Agent, requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit to allow an expansion of the existing facility in the M2 Heavy Manufacturing District on tax parcel number 454-221-233-0400 in the Town of Paris. Again, we've seen the site map for this, and Kenosha Beef has had a conditional use permit for some time and had made multiple amendments over the years as expansion has occurred. And with this expansion, an amendment would also be needed to take into account the additional land, as well as the expansion of the office building and the expansion of the truck parking. I don't know if there's anything else that you'd want to add, Mark or Dennis, on the conditional use permit, and if you've seen the conditions and if there's everything that's okay with those.
I have seen the conditions, and I'm comfortable with the conditions, and just for the sake of the committee, I am working. There was something brought up by the Paris Plan Commission concerning our lighting situation there and the light that's emitted from the property. And we, as part of this project, expect to take care of probably 60 to 70% of the concerns by replacing lights and having the new style lights and LED on, off, and things of that nature. And in addition to that, the lights that are not part of this expansion, we are. I had a meeting with my electrical contractor, and he is now coming up with alternatives for me to look at replacing those same lights. And then I am going to have a meeting with Ken Monson, who is a Town of Paris board supervisor, who raised the issue as a concern. And I'll share with him my thoughts after the electrical contractor comes back to me with potential solutions.
And so for the committee, it's condition number 4 is subject to any newly proposed outdoor lighting installations being reviewed and approved by the Town of Paris planner prior to installation. So that's what Dennis was explaining that they're looking at working with. Of course, the new ones going in are going to need to meet the county requirements. It's just these existing ones that this plan is being developed so that they can all be replaced in some reasonable time frame, is what I understand.
And just to be clear, going back to probably an addition that we did in 2006, I think it was 4. Since then, we've done multiple projects on that property. All of the new, any project that's been done since 2004 has met the county ordinance for the proper light fixtures. Down lights, full cutoff, all the light stays on the property. Dennis has gone the extra step to do LED fixtures as well as fixtures that have motion sensors to them. So I don't want any misconception that we're talking about fixtures that are have been installed recently that don't meet county or don't comply with the county ordinance. They do. And Supervisor Munson from Paris has a concern over what is a relatively small, if not a single fixture, that Dennis and he worked through some conversation.
Thank you. Does the committee have any questions? Okay, is the anyone in the public that is for this? Is there anyone in the public that is for this petition? Is there anyone in the public that is against this petition? Is there anyone in the public that is against this petition? Seeing that, I'll ask Andy to read the town request.
The conditional use permit went before the town board of Paris. Motion was made to approve. That motion carried. And then also in regards to the conditional use permit, you said you've seen them and you're willing to sign and abide by those conditions. So Michael, if you want to have him sign those after you take your vote. Thank you.
You have no resume, and you guys addressed the light issue, and I'm realizing that because it's part of my district. So as you're driving, you can kind of see the halo of light, but you're going to have a little bit of a halo effect in any or any type of operation of that size. So as you work through, do you have a kind of in the back of your mind when it's a reasonable time, within a year, within 2 years? What are your thoughts and trying to get to? And obviously, more modernized fixturing helps save you guys energy costs and things of that nature.
I would say that we should pretty comfortably have it taken care of within a year.
Yes, or not.
That's our goal.
And that, you know, it's just part of that whole, we always try to take into account any kind of neighbor's concerns. Everybody's good neighbors, everybody gets along, and it makes everybody's lives that much better. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did we read about the town?
We did.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the CUP as submitted.
I'll subject to conditions.
Excuse
subject
me?
To conditions.
Are there conditions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Subject to the
subject
conditions.
To the conditions stated.
I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. Use of Governments?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you, Mark and Dennis.
Thank you.
You just a moment, can you have your sign?
Yeah, I'm gonna go over there. Get out of the middle of this here.
Item number 13 is Guillaume O. Cho, 201 Bridal Path Lane, Fox River Grove, Illinois, 60021. 1255 owner, Gene A. Lipsbrewer, JB Resale and Collectibles, LLC, 1231 Lance Drive, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181 agent, requesting a renewal of a conditional use permit for outdoor sales display in the B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 654-12006-30200 in the town of Salem. So on the screen you can see the property is highlighted. This is a conditional use permit that was submitted 2 years ago, and it was for 2 years, and it is up for renewal. And if the owner can come forward here and explain what this request here is for, again, after you state your name and address.
John Lipstewart, 40395 103rd Street, Genoa City, Wisconsin. I'm the general manager at JB Resale. The permit is for putting displays outside, products outside, cars, trucks, vans, autos, that type of stuff, when we get them in to sell. We only sell what's brought in. We don't buy items from wholesalers who bring them in for outside display type of stuff.
Does the committee have any questions?
I only have a comment. I believe you were here a couple of years ago, Mr. Sir, and you've adhered very well to the original CUP. We commend you for that. A vibrant and viable business is much better than a vacant building, and we're glad to see that things are going well for you and you're still around. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And one thing I want to mention here before we move on, just so that the committee is aware, is that the request or the approval at the town on Monday night was for a one-year renewal. The reason that we learned why that was is that the petitioners were not there. There was miscommunication that they should be present for the meeting. So the town, in their absence, did decide to move forward with it, but did put a one-year restriction. In our conversations today with Brad Zogke, development director, we had indicated to him that at the county level and nowhere in the petition was there an intent to have a one-year limit or any year limit. And so for the committee tonight, it is for an indefinite period, but I just wanted you to be aware as you think through this and hear any potential comments that why there is a one-year submittal in the minutes from the town.
So ours is for indefinite. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Is there anyone in the public that is for the petition? Is there anyone in the public that is for the petition? Is there any public who are against the petition? Is there anyone against the petition? Andy, you can read the town.
The Town Salem Town Board met on this item on May 9, 2016. A motion was made to approve, and that motion carried.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit as submitted without a time restriction or a permit.
Yeah.
Indefinite. There you go.
And I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Use of Governments?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And then we'll have you sign the conditions here in just a moment. So items for the committee, items 14, 15, and 16 is a tabled action 50 LLC that has been tabled since about last fall. And that project is starting to move forward now that the weather is better, and the reason why it ended up being tabled is that a wetland delineation was required. That wetland delineation did occur last month. The engineer is now taking that information and working with it. Our understanding from talking to the town is that they intend to be coming before the town at their town meeting in later this month and in June. And if things were to move forward, this committee may see it in July. Last month we thought that it might come in June, but now it looks like just the timing of the meeting and when the engineer can complete all their work and get it before their committee in time is that it'll be July. So this, these items will remain tabled.
Quick question, Mr. Chairman. Andy, are we okay with remaining on the table until July meeting time frame?
As staff, we're okay with this at this point. Item number 17 is review and possible approval of a resolution for proposed amendments to Chapter 17, Kenosha County Stormwater Erosion Control and Illicit Discharge Ordinance, amending statutory references, department and committee name references, and update the sections and definitions to be compliant with conditions mandated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Program, and consistent with performance standards of the Wisconsin Administrative Code, Chapter NR 151.
Thank you, Andy.
So this, these amendments come before us because of those changes, as we stated, and we were able to work with the fact of the town of Randall needing to adopt a stormwater ordinance. Easiest way for them to do that was to adopt a county ordinance, but due to these recent changes in state regulations, the county ordinance needed to be updated, and so their consultant updated the county ordinance for us, and then that updated ordinance was then being submitted to the town for approval. And so tonight we have before you this updated ordinance with everything that is compliant to state regulations.
Just so everybody knows, if you read this, and it's a 66-page document. I did read it over and look to see where the changes were. It didn't seem that earth-shattering to me. But we are a little bit light in the committee. We're only at 3 instead of the 5 members. So what does the committee feel about? Should we delay this until next month, or do you feel you read it and you understand and it should be easy pass?
Mr. Chairman, I think during our pre-meeting support session yesterday, we discussed the content. This basically brings us in alignment with the state statute and law. It was prepared by a professional consulting firm. Andy, does the staff have any reservations with content of what is being submitted?
We do not.
So it meets with the current requirements, statutes?
It does, right. The changes weren't anything that were creating more or less. It was more of processes that were being changed. And so there's really no real change to the function of the ordinance.
And Mr. Vice Chair, as you read it over, did you find any sections or additions or subtractions that were objectionable to your perspective, from your perspective?
No.
Then, just from my perspective, I think that it would be, I'm comfortable taking a vote on this particular ordinance, and perhaps Supervisor Gilmore should be able to.
I have no further comments.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we have a motion for.
And being that there's no one in the audience, we can move right to the motion.
Do we have a motion?
A motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve item number 17 there. UC Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you very much. Item number 18 is certified surveys. We do not have any for tonight. And then 19 is approval of the minutes. Being that this is a new committee and Mike, you're the only person that was at the meeting last time, at least from our understanding from April on Robert's rules, is that the committee as sitting can approve the minutes even though two were not at the last meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. And I thank Andy for checking on it because I did have some questions about the validity of us approving those minutes. So, use of governments?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. There are no citizens here tonight. And then any other business allowed by law? Just to inform the committee that the next meeting in June, I believe there are four items that will be before you. I have nothing else to add at this time.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, Mr. President, you did a fine job. It was 20.